No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'd like to begin by thanking you all for adhering to the bishop's kind request yesterday to come back here today for Mass. God bless you. On a serious note, I have to begin by thanking God and thanking the Grace Bishop, Benedict, Deacon Hara, the acolytes and servants. Yesterday was a profoundly special day for me as I was ordained into the sacred order of priests. I am thankful to God for His blessing, for all the strength that He endowed upon me through the process, and for the incredible leadership that guided me along the way. May God bless you and forever keep you in His peace. This morning we have the profound blessing to hear the words from the account of the Sermon of the Mount in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, in which we are reminded and exhorted on the words of the Blessed Lord, our Blessed Lord Himself, to focus our lives solely on Him. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In this passage, we hear the echo of the central summary of the law, revealed in the words of our Lord, in which He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." To love the Lord is to devote your life wholly to Him by accepting the subordinate yet honorific position as His servant. There's a story I'd like to share. There's an elderly woman who was on her deathbed. Around her were her children, her grandchildren, and even her great-grandchildren. And as she's on the point, on the verge of death, she looks at her dear family, and she says in a frail yet strong voice, she says, "I have served the Lord for over 50 years of my life, and I do not regret even one day for making that decision to follow Him." This powerful story speaks to exactly what is written in this gospel. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. This elderly lady, on her deathbed, after seeing everything that her life had, that life had thrown at her, still in that moment was still very grateful. After having seen it all and said, "I do not regret for having chosen to serve God as my master." This is the call that we too have today as we read these blessed words of the gospel, to make that commitment, to audit our lives as well, to read through this and say, "Is the Lord my master? Is He truly my master?" In the 42nd chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, we read, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to any graven images." Yesterday, the bishop talked a bit about the glory of God, the magnificence of God. And there is nowhere, at least we're treated in this today, there is nowhere we can behold the glory of God and yet decide that He isn't enough. There is no way that we see and feel and experience the glory and grandeur of God and decide that, He'll be the lesser master. I decide to choose something else. He cannot be shared. I reckon this passage is very relevant for the current day because of the many snares the enemy has set forth as things desirous of our life and devotion. The enemy, whether it be the world, the flesh, or the devil himself, wants to capture our devotion, diverting it away from God Himself. There is a reason the altar is at the center of the sanctuary. When we draw into the sanctuary, we see, we look up to the cross and to the altar. We know and understand that God is at the heart of everything that we do in here. But this too is a symbol for us as we depart from here, that the altar, the cross, should be at the center of our lives. Two things, two masters cannot be at the center of your life. We ought therefore to continuously audit our lives to ensure that this is a reality in us. Things like addiction or work or money or lust, in many cases, have stolen that centeredness of God. And these are very overt things. We see addiction and we've seen how bitter it can be, how it steals the ones we love, rids them of life. It's a very unpleasant thing to see. But on the other hand, there are covert things in our lives that don't necessarily scream out, "Master, Master." Things like family. How many times do we prioritize family or things like that instead of prioritizing God? Again, I think this is a good day, this blessed day, this wonderful special day to audit our lives and see if God truly is at the center of our lives. And if not, how we can realign that in our life. Thankfully, in this pursuit of trying to center and realign God at the center of our lives, we do not have to do it alone. God is good. I do not have the strength to decide that I'm going to do it on my accord, in my own strength. The God that we serve, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Spirit, endows us with the strength that we need to ensure that this is happening. He endows us His grace through the blessed sacraments, the power that we need to hold fast, to hold tight to Him, and to place Him at the center of our lives. Oh, praise God that we do not have to do this alone. Brothers, Cole was baptized today, and a number of brothers and sisters were confirmed today. That is the grace of God being infused in them to continue fighting on this straight and narrow. And when we, by saying that we do not do it alone, this is what's written. The gospel continues to say, "Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat or drink or put on." Oftentimes we think it's like a false dichotomy. Hey, I ought to follow Christ. But if I do wholeheartedly, then I'll miss out on things like my family. I'll miss out on things like prospering in life. But here, and this is expounded beautifully in the Psalms, we see that the God that created everything, the birds in the air and the lilies out in the field, is the same God that continues to ensure that they are doing okay. Birds do not set a time to plow the fields. Those crows that fly around, you know, January, we gotta buy equipment and buy a farm and make sure we have seeds come the harvest. Ravens and crows and eagles are not thinking about it. Yet Jesus, yet God, somehow blesses them with what they need to continue living on. The gospel also says that look at the lilies out in the field, how beautiful they are. Yet they are not compared, they cannot even be compared to the world's richest man, King Solomon. In all his garbs, he doesn't compare to the beauty of the lilies. Yet who clothes the lilies? Is it not God himself? Therefore, let us not be anxious. For the same God that does all these will continue to provide and bless us. We need to put Him at the center. He needs to be our master. This day again, we have the opportunity to realign our priorities in this faith journey with God at the center of our lives as our master. The scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." May our hearts be restless until our lives are fully devoted to our blessed Lord as our Master. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.